Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with GIS Midday News for Friday, July 1. Coming up, income tax threshold takes effect today. Prime Minister Andrew Holness calls for a national disaster emergency simulation exercise. And Jamaica prepares for implementation of new rule on the SOLAS Convention. The details after this message.
Since 2013, 347 persons have been interviewed by the police in relation to human trafficking cases. 61 investigations launched, 52 human trafficking raids conducted, 12 arrests made, 9 victims rescued, and 8 trafficking in persons cases brought before the courts. If you are a human trafficker, you will be caught and imprisoned for up to 20 years. Our security forces won't stop till human trafficking is eliminated from Jamaica.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Now the news. Thousands of Jamaicans are now exempt from paying income tax. This as the increase in the income tax threshold to $1,272 officially takes effect today. With the increased threshold, persons will no longer pay income tax on their earnings up to $1,272 each year. Meanwhile, implementation of the new threshold will see some persons eligible to receive cash back for taxes paid prior to July 1. This applies to persons who earned in excess of $592,000, but less than $792,000 between January and June 2016 and had income tax deducted from their earnings.
These persons who are employed, within the course of the year, their employers can make the adjustment to have them refunded the amounts that were deducted up to June of this year. But they have to do it during the calendar year. Once the calendar year passes and they did not get that refunded amount from their employers, they would then have to write to us to apply for a refund.
Persons with queries about their eligibility for the refund may contact the TAJ at 1-888-TAX-HELP or 1-888-829-4357. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has requested that a national disaster simulation exercise is conducted as part of efforts to evaluate the country's ability to respond to nationwide emergencies. Mr. Holness says despite his confidence in the abilities of the relevant government agencies to respond to a national disaster situation, a simulation will help to identify areas for improvement and address resource shortages.
Maybe one day out of the year, but that needs to be done. And that could be used as part of your public information exercise, your public awareness, you know, building national awareness in this regard.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the meeting of the National Disaster Risk Management Council on Wednesday. Jamaica has taken steps to prepare for the implementation of a new rule under the Safety of Life at Sea SOLAS Convention, which comes into effect on July 1. The amendment places an obligation on the shipper to verify the gross mass of cargo carried in units, including tare weight, of the container. Director of Legal Affairs at the Maritime Authority of Jamaica, MAJ Bert Smith, says guidelines have been developed and shared with industry stakeholders to assist in the implementation of the new requirements in Jamaica for export consignments from the island.
Jamaica's position is that we are not going to regulate this requirement in terms of having penalties for infringement, and we've had a number of seminars with the Jamaica Export Association and the Shipping Association of Jamaica, where we have informed them about the new requirements and how Jamaica will implement this new requirement.
In the meantime, Kingston Wharves Limited has announced a new service to provide certified gross mass for all full container load shipments exported from its terminal. And Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says a committee has been established to assess the feasibility and develop plans for the creation of a National Health Insurance NHI scheme. The body will be chaired by former president of the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica, PSOJ, Christopher Zaka. Dr. Tufton, who was speaking in the House of Representatives Wednesday, said the NHI scheme will provide a more equitable and sustainable solution for financing the health sector. Meanwhile, the health minister says an Adopt-a-Clinic program will be launched this year to garner further support for the country's primary health care facilities. The program will seek to establish a supporting relationship between charities and the maintenance of health clinics. Dr. Tufton says the intention is to have the ministry maintain the personnel standards and procedures while the sponsor ensures the facility has all the necessary upkeep and equipment to serve patients. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.